the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. The priesthood of the Old Testament was hereditary. The priest had to be from the tribe of Levi. Similarly, he had to be a descendant of Aaron. Only descendants of Aaron could be priests. Doesn't matter how smart you were, how holy, if you were not a Kohanim of the priestly families, you could not be a priest. By the way, if you ever run into a Jewish person with the last name of Cohen, C-O-H-E-N, they're from a priestly family. And it's interesting, they've done genetic research, and yes, they are all from a similar ancestor of the right age. So it's never underestimate verbal tradition. It's usually a lot more reliable than we moderns tend to think it is. Now, Melchizedek, on the other hand, we don't really know much about him other than the passage in the Old Testament, in Genesis. You know, what happened was Abraham's nephew Lot had gotten taken prisoner in a war, so Abraham went and rescued him. And afterwards, Abraham went and had a sacrifice offered to God by Melchizedek, the priest king of Salem, of a tenth of all of the booty that he had gotten in his war to save his nephew. But we don't know much about Melchizedek. We know he was the king of Salem, which traditionally has been identified as Jerusalem, and he was a priest of the Most High God. We don't know who his father was. We don't know who his descendants are. We just don't know anything about him. And the letter to the Hebrews makes it quite clear that he is a type or a foreshadowing of the priesthood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Because Jesus is not our high priest because he's a descendant of Aaron. You know, the whole Mormon thing about the Aaronic priesthood and the Melchizedek priesthood. You cannot be part of the Aaronic priesthood unless you are Jewish and a descendant of Aaron. Can't happen. And furthermore, the priesthood of the Old Testament has passed away and been supplanted by the priesthood of the New Testament, which is after the pattern of Melchizedek. It is not a hereditary thing. You know, so I don't have to be from a priestly family in order to be a Catholic priest. And really, you know, our priesthood is one in which we share in the priesthood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. You know, that's why we say that the priest acts in persona Christi. And that's also why the sacraments don't depend upon my or any other priest or bishop or even pope's holiness. Because they are not the primary ministers of the sacrament. Jesus is. He's doing the heavy lifting. And so if a priest in a state of mortal sin celebrates a sacrament, it doesn't make the sacrament invalid. All he does is commit the sin of sacrilege. So it's a very different thing to be a priest according to the order of Melchizedek than it was to be one of the temple priests in Jerusalem. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.